Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Straney. And now, Damien Leith.
Welcome along to the podcast for a Friday. Hang on one second. Did I just say it's a Friday? I think I did.
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday, what?
It's Friday then. Oh, yeah. It's Friday, Sunday, what? It's Friday again. It's Friday,
Sunday, what? If you're only just listening to the podcast and going, what the frickin' hell are these idiots doing? That's our Friday Bum Bum song.
That's my favourite bit.
So we do go a little bit silly on a Friday, and the podcast is no different either. Hey, do you want to go get pissed?
Oh, I'd love to. Let's go.
The answer's yes, but I can't. But thanks for bringing that
Sorry,
up.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, that's right. Someone can't have alcohol and other things.
Yeah, and I can't have sugar now either.
Oh, this
that's
is
right.
Diabetic,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, sorry, did you say you can't have sugar?
Go nuts.
You're horrible.
He's going to play that for the next 6 months until little Bambino is born.
Has anyone ever heard of a sugar-free diet? Oh, no.
6 months?
It goes forever. Like, honestly, why aren't we like dogs? A good 12 weeks would be enough, thanks.
They've been lying all these years. I mean, they always say it's 9 months. It's not nine. It's 10 months.
Yeah, he's actually 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone who's had a baby knows it's 10 months.
I was 40 weeks.
Because I'm 18 weeks, but people go, how many are you? 5 months.
God, are you 18 weeks?
I know, only 18 weeks.
Jesus.
I know! People keep asking me if I'm having twins.
You are like the King of Tonga. I say that with respect because the King of Tonga is a wonderful man.
Cut it out.
Like, well, no,
you
I'm
can't be
joking.
Saying that to a pregnant lady.
Well,
no, of course. No. You can't. She knows. She's like my little sister. It's okay. You can pick
you
on your
little
sister.
You can't even say that to your little sister.
Of course
I'm
you
Dobbin
can.
Too. I'm Dobbin.
You're
I'm telling
Dobbin.
Mum.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Actually, don't tell your mother because I am afraid. I'm scared of Mama Jude.
You should be.
Oh, jeez, yeah. So do you seriously want to go out?
Well, I'd love going out. Yeah.
Right, well, let's just go to the. Is the Yachty's back open again?
I don't know. I'm a bit of the Yachty's face.
Because we could take you out for pizza.
I'll eat the pizza. Yeah. I can eat pizza.
Can you eat pizza? Because the sauce can be sweet. And
it's all right.
Okay.
I'm eating
I love
pizza.
The way that she goes, I've got gestational diabetes.
She'll
hang
be right.
That. I'll just eat
I'll
any
just
old shit.
Jab myself with insulin. I'll be sweet.
So what do you got to do? You do have to do that.
No, I've got to do like the finger prick test where every morning and 2 hours after you eat to make sure your blood sugar levels at the right thing. And then if it doesn't go down, which my doctor pretty much said it's not going to, then I'm on insulin.
Yeah, right.
You got to jab yourself with a needle every day.
Can I do that? Can I do the jabbing of the needle?
I'll be jabbing a needle in your eyeball in a minute if you don't stop.
Holy shit. Take that. We're going to the pub. We're going to the pub and we'll leave Jade with her needles.
I've been doing some market research, boys. I don't know if you know this.
Oh.
But I've been working diligently since Friday when we're at Charlie's Liquor Barn. So it's no secret that I love a bevy.
All right.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Sorry, you look. Do you mean how you're sponsored by Verve Clico?
I wish I was.
Where's the cha-ching button?
They took our sponsorship away when they found out she was pregnant.
They were like, oh, no, there you go. That goes all
sale. That's sad. What a world. What a world. But I went, fine, Verve. Go back to France. I'll find somebody else. Because when we were at Charlie's, Jenny Wendy was saying to me, because I was lamenting about the fact it was a long weekend, it's going to be nice and hot, and I'm not going to be able to have anything to drink. And she's like, we've got a whole section of alcohol-free alcohol here.
Oh.
I was like, what? Like
exciting.
Where your soft drinks are? And she's like, no, it's actually a thing. And I went and had a look, and all these brands that I know, like McWiggins and stuff like that, they're doing a range of zero alcohol.
Oh, wow. Right, okay.
So I was like, this is great. I recognise these brands. Surely it's good. So I bought everything. I got cider. I got rosé. I got sparkling. I got red. I got beer.
Yes. I think Australia and myself said, hey, will we help you with that stuff into your car? It was that much. I think Milko came along as well to carry it off.
Oh, no, that's right. Like,
so how'd you go with it?
Well, when I got home, I thought I'd just look online and found the best bottle. Well, apparently it's like Verve. And it's organic sparkling. So I got that sent in the mail. So that arrived yesterday.
Like Verve without the fun.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I was hoping it will be just like Verve with
all right,
the fun.
Okay.
It was $25 a bottle, but I'm like,
oof.
if it works, it'll be worth it. So yesterday, it was nice and warm. I sat down with all my chilled alcohol and I drank it all.
All right. Okay, what's the verdict?
It was terrible.
Oh, no.
All the ciders and the wines tasted like cordial.
Oh.
The beer kind of tasted like beer, but I don't like beer, so that was just wishful thinking that I would all of a sudden start liking it. And then my Exi Organic Sparkling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like bubbly, dirty dishwater.
Oh, hey. There's nothing wrong with bubbly, dirty dishwater.
Oh, I was devastated. because I've like gone through the whole range of non-alcoholic alcohol.
Okay, so you've covered everything. What do you got left? Where are you going to go with this?
So after I mopped up my tears with my crappy non-alcoholic bubbly. Mm.
There was more alcohol in your tears than was in them.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
I bought myself a SodaStream.
You bought, she's gone SodaStream. Oh, rock and roll.
I'm admitted defeat.
Yes.
Rock and roll. So if anyone's got any like exotic fruit that I can put in it to make it taste better, please hit me up.
You're going to get some great sparkling
it's
water.
It's going to be a long summer.
Jay's
New
just
Year's,
turned into
Christmas,
an absolute loser right there.
My birthday.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.
Some big announcement.
Hey, what?
Queensland State of Origin team was announced.
Oh, yeah.
I know that we heard from Freddie Fittler saying that Zach Lomax from the Dragons was going to be taken into the New South Wales Origin side, which is awesome. But one of the other local boys has had the call up for the Queensland State of Origin side. Our mate Josh Kerr, he's on the line with us this morning now.
Hey, Josh, what was it like getting that call?
Oh, mate, like, oh, I was kind of, like, sort of, it's hard because, you know, everyone has their sort of own journey and what they do to sort of get there. And some people, you know, are just sort of, I guess, born with it. You know, like I was born with the bloody microwave next to my head. So I grew bloody 20 foot tall when I was bloody, you know, 10 years old. You know, I don't know. I've always grown up that kid that was, you know, like I said, probably a couple of feet taller than everyone else. So I sort of got into a lot of things just because of my size. But, you know, as you get older, everyone knows, you know, hard work beats talent. And, you know, I've sacrificed a lot to, you know, I could have been doing a lot of other things, I guess, young, stupid things with my mates, I guess, and, you know, having that excuse, you know, I just want to be young. But I knew from the get-go that this is what I wanted to do ever since I watched Origin, and my family, we all used to sit down Wednesday nights and order dominoes, and yeah. I used to watch it with all my family. I just knew that's what I wanted to do. So I gave up a lot of things just for a chance to sort of make it. And mate, the other day when I got the call, geez, oh mate, a few tears, put it that way.
Oh man.
Good on you, man.
Look,
good on you.
You're an amazing player and so well deserved.
We love you in the red V, but now that you're going to be one of those filthy, stinking maroon players, mate. We'll say we love you for a while, but I tell you what, when you whack on that jersey, you can bugger off, mate. But all the best in the State of Origin coming up real soon.
Oh, mate, guys, thank you very much for having me. But, yeah, honestly, obviously, it's a massive honour. It's a dream come true, so hopefully I do my state and my family proud. But, yeah, mate, give it to you, buddy, these cockroaches, eh?
Hey, get off the phone. Get stuffed, Josh. Good on you. Josh Kerr from the Dragons, now playing for the Queensland State of Origin team. Awesome to catch up. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good on you, Josh Kerr. And you know what? Brand new show starts tomorrow as well here at Wave FM. We've got our brand new recruit on the blower this morning. Sowie Sideline View from 1 tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, Sowie. What have you got lined up for tomorrow's?
Pretty much just packing Indiana's lunch at the moment. I dare say we'll be talking about the semi-final between the Raiders and the Roosters and how that all unfolds. So plenty of action, yeah, bit of music as well. I can't wait to pick a couple of songs. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, this is going to be massive. Now, a huge announcement as well. I don't know if you guys caught up with the news yesterday.
No, I'm behind the eight ball with everything.
Okay,
all
right,
what's going on?
Massive news. Our man, Jamie Soward, the new recruit to Wave FM, has just been appointed as one of the coaches of the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Soward, well done, mate.
Yeah, awesome.
Good gear.
Yeah. Wow, good on you, man.
That's for you.
Yeah, I think it was Damien the other week when he prodded me about being on the coaching staff.
Yes.
It's a huge honour, Strainy. As you know, you've known me for a long time now, and I'm pretty passionate about everything that I'm doing and footy and all that kind of stuff, so it's nice to get an opportunity to be a part of the Dragons coaching staff going forward.
And I
absolutely
love it too that you can be the coach of the Dragons, but you can also be packing your young daughter's preschool lunch as well.
Right.
It's a full-time job. I hope Anthony reviews my drills a lot easier than what Indiana does because it's full-time.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Hey, just quickly, tonight's game, all right. So you got the Raiders, Roosters. We've got $600 up for grabs to pick the score, okay? What do you reckon? What's the score?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a tight one, Damien. It's definitely, I think, that the Raiders have the style to beat the Roosters, and I don't know how much petrol the Roosters have in the tank. So
I think the Roosters win, just they've got a little bit too much class and a bit too many points. I'm going to say 19-18 to the Roosters.
Oh, it's going to be one of those. Wow. Oh, nail-biter. Nail-biter. Yeah, all
that
right.
That is massive. So 19-18, if you want to get yourself a little bit of coin, make sure you head along to wavefm.com.au and Sowie, we look forward to catching up with you tomorrow.
Yeah, 1 p.m. The Sideline View, Sowie line on the radio. First gig with Wave FM. It's going to be great.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, can't wait, guys. I'm really excited.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leith.
Oh, hello.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Hello, Wave FM.
Hey, how you going? It's Mitchell Carr, guys.
Mitch. My teammate. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the winning teammate.
Wave FM presents
Lap of the Lake.
With Carr Brothers Motorcycles Yellow.
All right, how can I help, Mitch?
What's going on? I heard you guys gave my brother a platform to tell a few stories.
Well, he was just telling us that he's the better motorbike rider out of the two of you and that you stack a lot. And I was like, sweet, I'll be on your team because I value my limbs.
Well, I'm maybe just a little bit more modest. Let's say that then.
Yeah, he was giving you a bad rap, you know, and I thought straight away, you look, Mitch, he's the guy. He's the guy I want to be with. He sounds like he's a champion. There's no messing around. I mean, is it true? Am I at risk on the back of the bike with you?
I think there's going to be a lot of people at risk. But what the question I had for you, Damien, is have you ever been in a high-speed pursuit before?
Oh, no. Well, okay, there was this one time. No.
Nah. Well, I've been in heaps, so we've got this, mate.
Yeah! All right.
The race is definitely in earnest. It's Jade versus Damien, Braden versus Mitchell Carr. The lap of the lake. Mitch, how long has it taken you to ride around Lake Illawarra, you reckon?
Look, I've done it on a cycle before, but this will be the first time on one wheel anyway.
So. Oh, one wheel?
One wheel.
Better wear a stack hat, Damo.
I'm loving this. I'm excited. All right.
Everything will be perfectly fine, I assure you guys. So, safety first.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, he says that now, but then once the race starts, it's all completely different.
But we can go on one wheel, can't we?
We can, 100%. But look, Brad and I, as kids, have had a lot of experience racing in different directions before, and that's usually when mum and dad ask us to do chores around the house. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to use your mum as a secret weapon because I met her. Yeah. And I'll go stand behind my bike and tell her you want to help with the laundry.
That's pretty much it. But no, I'm looking really forward to it. I think it's going to be a fantastic day.
Sure will. And if you want to be on Jade's pit crew or Damien Leith's pit crew, one place to go to, wavefm.com.au. That's the only way you can win this amazing CF Moto 150 NX from Carr Brothers Motorcycles.
And the big race happening next Saturday morning.
Bring it on, I say.
You're going down. No, you are. God, I said it first.
No, you're going down. You're seriously like two kids. It's Wave FM's Lap of the Lake. For all the details, wavefm.com.au. Good on you, Mitch.
No worries. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Leith.
Illawarra's
fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Okay, Christmas. We've talked about this recently. Now, Christmas is already creeping in on us.
Yes.
It's already there, whether we like it or not.
I know.
And I love Christmas.
Oh, I love Christmas, but I don't like talking about it like in September, which is what my girls have been doing. It's a long leading time. There's only so many times you can talk about what cookie Santa's going to have.
11 Saturdays. 11 Saturdays from tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness me.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you can already purchase your Christmas tree online.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, it's an artificial Christmas tree, six foot tall. But if you are lazy and you do not like to decorate the back of your Christmas tree.
Oh, that's always the worst, though, isn't it? It's hard.
No one sees it. What a waste of time.
It is.
Okay. Well, there is a new Christmas tree out there that is only the front. All right, it does not have a back. All right,
so you could just push it against the wall too
for €40. Okay, yeah, you've got to get it from Europe.
Oh,
okay,
so it's about $10,000 Australian.
Yeah, that's
dollars.
Right. $10,000 Australian dollars.
You can get a half a Christmas tree that looks gorgeous, and you can just push it up against the wall and decorate just the front. Save on tinsel and all that other stuff. Yeah, this is the new thing. I don't think so. I think
half
that,
a tree?
That has taken away the spirit. That's taken away half a Christmas.
Well, I thought, because this year, half a Christmas, but it's double the cost. Yeah. I thought this year, because Arwen's three and she's really getting into this whole Christmas thing, I thought this year we'd go to the bottom of Macquarie Pass there, to the Christmas.
Oh, Santa's Christmas tree farm.
And go cut a tree like they do in the movies. Oh. Maybe have some fake snow because we don't have real snow here in Australia. Okay. Drag it on, put it on top of the car, take it home, put on carols, drink some eggnog and decorate it.
Sounds wonderful.
I had a plant. And then Mama Jude said to me yesterday, so it's funny you bring up Christmas trees. I bought a Christmas tree.
She bought one?
I bought a Christmas tree. Yeah, I bought a LED light one, and it's not one of those crazy trees that are like 6 feet tall. It's like a metre and a half. That's big enough for a tree. And because it's got lights on it, you don't even need to decorate it. Oh, so I've done it, all right?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, looked at my husband and said, the Christmas spirit gene's strong in that one, isn't it?
Oh, bah, humbug,
Mama Jude. Between your half Christmas tree and your Christmas tree that doesn't need any decorations, it's going to be a tight-ass Christmas this year.
Sounds like it is.
Well, we're not even allowed to have baubles at my house now. Mama Jude's pulled rank.
That's a lot of baubles as far as I'm concerned.
I'll tell you what. I don't have the baubles. I do not have the baubles to argue with Mama Jude, though. She might be 5 foot nothing, but she's scary.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.
We are getting ready for another rooftop session. Jade, take it away. How's it all going?
Oh, the place is a pumping. The food is piled high. Country Grocer have just dropped off a feast, and we have got a big crowd here because we've got a very special rooftop session today. So as you know, every week we'll give Damien a song and go, work it over, do your magic. And so far, the tunes have been amazing. But this week, you threw a little spanner in the works, well, in the form of your two sons, Jarvis and Jagger.
Yeah, well, look, it is school holidays at the moment, and they were jamming in the house during the week. I tried to join them, and then we thought, hey, let's put a song together for today. So here we are. We're all a little bit nervous, I'll be honest with you.
The boys are cool, calm and collected. You're sweaty, but they're fine.
I am sweaty, I am.
They're the professionals. So, okay, I've dubbed you the Von Leith family. That's a new family band name. Apparently it's not sticking, but for today, because I've got the microphone right now, put your hands together for the Von Leith family.
Anyway.
I fell by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Every moment to start a replay, but now that you're gone, all I hear are the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold, time can heal but it's warm. So before you go, was there something I could have said to make it all be better? If you only had known you had a storm to weather. So before you go, was there something I could have said to make it all stop hurting? It kills me that your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before you go, little by little until there was nothing at all. Now every moment I start a replay, and all I can think about is the look in the face. You hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. A time can heal but this won't. Said to make it all be better. If only I'd have known you
me that your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before you go, make your heart beat better. If only I'd have known you had a storm to weather. So before you go, was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I'd have known you had a storm to weather. So before you go, was there something I could have said to make
and his two sons, Jarvis and Jagger, rocking out in Wave FM's rooftop session.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Hello.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.